proclamation number 4547 dated the January 24, 1949. Retribution. Sin and atonement. The God of righteousness will redress everything, and thus the conduct of humankind will indeed find its atonement, but not always in the way you humans consider right. God's wisdom recognizes people's weaknesses, their moral degree of maturity and the soul's imperfect state, and thus he sometimes makes use of means which can also result in the opposite, because the human being himself is striving towards the abyss as long as he still expects advantage from it. Consequently, he must first try to release himself from earthly cravings, otherwise the injustice will keep growing and God will have to balance things increasingly more, which signifies immensely difficult times on earth and an often unbearable fate in the beyond. For every injustice must be atoned for, unless the divine Savior and Redeemer takes the guilt upon himself and redeems it through his crucifixion, which, however, presupposes total devotion to him and the will to live a way of life according to his commandments. In that case, the human being will have already attained a level of improvement which assures him forgiveness of his sins. But anyone who does not believe in Christ's act of salvation must inevitably make amends for the guilt himself on earth or in the beyond. The world, however, is inconceivably entrenched in sin. Consequently, the earthly adversity is likewise inconceivably immense and brings forth one iniquity after another. Someone who recognizes and abhors it is no longer part of it, yet he will suffer because of it, because every light-desiring person will experience darkness as pain. Yet the hour of judgment is not far away anymore. Retribution is inevitable, and therefore you humans should not doubt God's justice. Human will as well as Satan's activity must be allowed free rein so that people will show their true instincts, so that a decision of will is made, which can be good or evil, and good and evil must therefore be seen in order to affirm or to abhor it. But don't think that retribution will fail to materialize. For sooner or later the day will come when every individual person will have to justify himself for his thoughts, intentions and actions, and the closer it is to the end the more evident becomes the raging of the dark forces and thus also the onslaught against the righteous, who shrink back from the devils in human form and call upon God's justice. Retribution, however, will not fail to materialize. Amen.